When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Run the track, run the track, run the run.
Hi, I'm Lucy and I'm a personal trainer.
And I'm Flora and I hate running.
And welcome to Run the Track for all you runners out there.
And all the people who hate running.
Listen to us talk about our favourite tracks, play some of it to you.
And generally just try to help you get to the end of a run without stopping. Welcome to the Spring Equinox
episode.
XXX episode of
Run the Track.
Run the Track.
Woohoo!
I'm feeling a bit more spring in my step, Lucy. I don't know if you can tell.
Yeah, I feel exactly the same. I'm actually having a bit of a meh body experience.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm aware that the external is changing.
You're aware of the meh.
Of the meh.
Yeah.
So also, I just wanted to say equinox
mm-hmm.
occurs when the sun crosses the equator line heading north. This event marks the start of the spring season. At the equinox, Earth's two hemispheres are receiving the sun's rays equally, night and day, and at an equal length.
Mm.
So equinox comes from the Latin equus, equal.
Equal, yeah.
And nox, night.
Equal night.
There's a lot of energy.
Yeah, that says something to me about, there's a paganness to it.
Yeah, you're right. It marks the 20th of March, which we're going to be past this by the time that you guys are all listening. That is one of the eight festivals of the Wheel of the Year.
I really like watching you slowly becoming more pagan, like, and watching you learn about it.
Yeah.
I can see you getting really sucked into, like,
well,
the sun festivals.
Also, judging on our listeners,
mm-hmm.
the witch app was very strangely popular.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, we know you're out there.
Yeah, witches be love and run the track.
Yeah. So I actually went on Vogue.com. Well, .co.uk, this is the English one. They were basically suggesting some examples of how to celebrate spring equinox, according to the Wiccan high priestess.
Wait, Vogue?
Vogue.
Oh my God, imagine if Vogue was like the witch Bible.
Yeah.
Mm, and Edward Enniful is like chief witch.
Yeah. They said, which I think is really good timing, donate to a worthy cause.
Oh.
So obviously with everything going on in Ukraine at the moment, I think that's a really nice thing to give money towards. Don't do like Sainsbury's and just change the name of Chicken Kiev. Actually do something that will make a difference and will be beneficial.
That was really funny.
That was so embarrassing.
It was so like, it almost helped people deal with what's happening a bit more by being like, oh, for fuck's sake.
That just like sums up
England.
Branding
yeah.
in general and England, yeah,
yeah,
exactly. And one of the suggestions as well was to take to the great outdoors.
Okay, because of spring.
Going on walks. Like, for example, me, Ben and some of his friends went to Sussex. This is my boyfriend. I was like really hungover.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we had that anxiety episode.
Mm.
And I was having a bit of anxiety. And then we went on a really long walk and it completely got rid of it.
Fucking hell. Is that not the message of the podcast?
I know.
I love
that. Every single time.
Yeah. It's always a surprise.
It's always a surprise for me. Even though we made a fucking episode on it.
Yeah.
It was like, oh.
Yeah. Did you end the walk at the pub?
We did.
Yeah.
So that probably helped as well. Yeah.
Although we do advise against that in the anxiety one.
Yeah, we do.
I cycled here. That made me feel really good.
My God, there's something about cycling in spring.
Mm.
A lot of what spring like marks for me is just being outdoors.
In the equal night.
Equal night. Going on walks,
yes.
runs, rolls. whatever you're doing.
I am starting to get out the house a bit more.
Mm.
I'm gardening.
People are wearing more saucy outfits.
Oh, yeah.
That's also another mark.
Not while gardening for me. I wear my grizzled old clothes.
I just wear lingerie.
But yeah, have you seen shirts? Not shirts, skirts getting shorter?
Not so, no. Have you?
No.
But I feel like that's like May.
Yeah,
it's
we're a bit
further
early for
on.
That.
Yeah.
But can I say the focus for me for this spring equinox?
Yeah, go for it.
For me, the focus on this one is also spring clean, the equinox clean episode. I was really inspired when we talked about spring to like think about cleaning. And because I've been doing a lot of cleaning recently because I've been like quite stressed and in a funk. And, you know, it's like a kind of classic displacement thing. You clean and clean and clean. But spring is traditionally the time that people clean.
Yeah, I think it's really, spring's a really interesting time period. Or like cleaning in general. Like I know I definitely have used cleaning a lot with Gree afterwards. It's definitely a healing.
Yeah.
It's like a physical healing, isn't it, to clean?
It's like something you can see yourself having an impact on.
It's so funny with cleaning because you never realize how much, like at the moment I have this huge box in my room of loads of clothes that I know I need to put on Depop, and I'm just putting it off and putting it off, and I don't know why, and it is stressing me out that it's there. I love when people say like it's like a showcase of the mind, like of your mind. So like at the moment my room doesn't look great, and I feel like that's because I've just started a new job. I'm a bit all over the place.
Yep. Something's got to give.
Yeah, like being quite stressed at the moment, blah, blah, blah. Other few personal things going on. And then like, that's literally showing how my mind is.
Can I make a crazy suggestion?
Go.
That I think might solve all your problems in one go. And I don't know how valuable your clothes are, but why not just give the box of clothes to Ukraine?
I was actually, yeah, exactly.
Because if you were going to donate money anyway, then it's like you're donating the Depop money. And then you don't have all the stress of like uploading each picture, each item. And then that ticks off your giving thing. For
giving, and it's also cleaning at the same time.
Yes. And it also means you'll have to go outside to go to the charity shop.
A lot of these churches and stuff are opening up to be taking in stuff as well. So like toothpaste, all just like necessities, batteries and things like that. So like, I definitely think that's a really good idea, actually.
Oh, thank you. And then it does serve a selfish purpose of just clearing your space as well. Whenever I'm at my most stressed, I find cleaning my room is the thing that helps me the most. When I'm anxious, and often it's really frustrating, like if I've cleaned it too much, then I don't have anything to clean. I did such a big the other day. Such a big clean the other day, and then I was thinking about cleaning. I was like, I really want to clean, but it's too clean. Loads of the surfaces in my room are white, and so sometimes I can forget to dust, and then I realized, oh my God, you need to dust? Who have I become? I've actually become the most boring person in the world.
I feel like you're in like Desperate Housewives slightly.
Yeah, I've become like Brie Van de Kamp.
Yeah.
Do you have a kind of agenda for spring cleaning? Like, are you in the mood to do that? Or are you pushing the bedroom stuff to one side?
No, I literally thought today, especially because of this theme, go back home and just sort things out. I know exactly what you mean. It's the subtleties that stress you out.
Yeah.
Like under my bed, there's loads of like dust.
Yeah, that dust.
Or like
will
fuck there's just like pillows under my bed that aren't being used, plastic bag full of like extra shit basically, and it's like, go and sort it out, or like recycle, just like organize.
Yeah, just push yourself into doing it, and once you start, it's really hard to stop. It's really fun.
Also,
I read a lot about feng shui when I was younger. I bought like a feng shui like toilet, you know those books you like read in the toilet?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. People's like downstairs loo often just have like dumb book. I like bought a feng shui book of that, and I got really into it. You're supposed to not have anything under your bed. I do, because I have drawers under my bed, so that's a bit.
Or doesn't Marie Kondo say, like, you shouldn't have things on top of surfaces? It should all be put away.
Yeah, I can see that. So your pillows and stuff are, like, getting in the way because the energy is trying to, like, breathe through you and under your bed. You want the wind to, like, circulate around the room.
But the one thing I do, which is kind of separate to this, every morning I open my window slightly.
That's nice.
And it's, like, I see it as, like, releasing
the farts.
No, it's like releasing bad energy.
That's a good idea.
And then
you're
kind of like freshening the room. But I know what you mean. It probably slightly is like a stinky teenage room.
No, but it's like it's got an aura cleansing thing. It's not just a physical thing.
Yeah.
Even in the winter, did you do that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's quite Wim Hof to have the like sharp, cold air.
Ice cold, air.
Oh, great.
Oh, one of our subscribers mm-hmm. and listeners to Run the Track asked if we're going to make a running, like a team.
Like a running club?
But like a club, yeah.
Oh my God, then I'd have to prove I'm actually running to people.
No, but I think that would be such a good idea. If you guys want this, I think DM us. We'd be really interested to just get some idea of whether this would actually be wanted or not. We could do it an online one, obviously, because a lot of our listeners are from around the world.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm thinking is, obviously we're not all going to live in the same place, but an online running club where people can track their runs and stuff.
Exactly, but together, and like we can send funny pictures or like comment on the runs and like whether you had a anxiety run or whatever. If you think this is a good idea, if you DM us, we'd be happy to hear your thoughts on it or any suggestions.
And also, we really need to mention that all our songs are going to be on a Spotify playlist. We're going to make those playlists. And then let's say you're sick of our waffle, but you do like the tunes. You can just switch over to the playlist and listen to a few full-length songs. Why not on your run?
And what's really good about Spotify as well is usually they'll have some suggestions below the playlist. So all in all, great experience all around.
And maybe we'll also do Apple Music for those of us that have Apple Music.
You're out here doing your thing.
Okay, so I will start my first song.
Okay.
Little note, it kind of ties into my own personal interests in that I've got really into country music recently.
You know, I've been into it for a while.
Yeah, sorry. Is that your thing?
No, you know what? I can tell how your transition's happened.
Really, how?
Taylor Swift, pop, country.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
then
yeah,
you've
yeah
just
definitely.
Gone deeper.
Yeah.
But that's just me. It's a theory that I've got.
That was Brenda Lee singing Big Four Poster Bed. The song came to me because really recommend this. I was driving in my car and it has radio, but the only way you can listen to personal music is via CD. So I went to a charity shop in Stroud when I drove to Stroud and bought loads of random CDs. And I bought like a country compilation for £1. And then I just had to listen to it and I found this song. And it's really nice because it's a story about the bed. And her daddy made the bed and then it passes down through generations. And then it's just got a really fun chorus. I chose it because it related to spring cleaning because the dad has paid like such attention to the bed and it's a legacy item. And when you clean, it really makes you want to care for your things a lot more. I can be really guilty of being classic, disposable, fast fashion, blah, blah, blah. But actually, like the more you take care of something, like they take care of the bed, the more it can last. And then that is just better for the environment. Taking care of yourself like a bed. Running is like kind of maintaining the bed.
There's like a book, 21 Success Secrets of Self-Made Millionaires or something like
that.
It's
I love
one
that
of
you were reading
kind of,
that.
I wasn't actually reading it. I just saw it from like a quote.
I haven't actually read it.
But then they were saying one of which is making the bed first thing in the morning is one of the rituals that defines your day, I guess, because you're building up to having a successful day by doing that.
But also a secret to success of a lot of self-made millionaires, sex tape.
Yeah, very true.
But after you've made the sex tape, make the bed.
Make the bed. Sell the sex tape.
Sell the bed.
But pretend it was someone else.
Oh, how would that make you famous if you pretended it was someone else? Oh, I see. You leak it, but you pretend like you've been... Oh, I get it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whoa, who found this sex tape of me?
This is crazy.
Anyway, I've got more on this bed. This song is performed by Brenda Lee, who's still alive. At 4'9", she was called Little Miss Dynamite. So she's the original Miss Dynamite. She's like a legend of the country sphere. Born poor, but her family were able to raise the children of her family via carpentry, as reflected in this song, because her daddy makes the bed. But then her actual father was killed in a construction accident. So then she started singing to support the family. But the song itself is written by Shel Silverstein. He also wrote, I don't know if you know this book, and I only know it because I used to work in a children's bookshop, and I think it's more of an American thing, but it's a book called The Giving Tree. It's got like a green front cover. It's like a kid's book and there's like a little girl looking up at the tree. Anyway, so it was a really big book. And also he wrote a lot of songs, country songs, and he wrote A Boy Named Sue by Johnny Cash. Really interesting guy. And then this song I love. It's so country. It's such a story of like a stable family and love, and they don't have much, but they look after each other, and it's got a really nice story, as all country songs do. But Shel Silverstein was never married. He bedded loads and loads of women, was like a regular at the Playboy Mansion.
Oh God.
Yeah, really big in Playboy. He wrote a lot of like the travel stuff for them. And he lived on a houseboat in California. I just find it so interesting. Like, this song is so cookie cutter America. And he's also written like the most famous American children's book, The Giving Tree. But he's just a prolific womanizer, never married. Whereas Brenda Lee, who sings it, she's actually still married to the man she met when she was 19.
And so I guess you could say this is like a night version of oneself and a day version of oneself.
Oh my God, yeah. Brenda is the day version. And she married her husband after knowing him for 6 months.
Oh.
To the dismay of her managers and her family. But they're still together after like 60 years. So
it was soulmate.
Kind of a testament. Yeah, and apparently he protected her a lot from the manipulative influences of the music industry.
Oh.
So yeah, you're so right. The equinox of Brenda's the daytime, Shel is the night. I just find it really entertaining to me that this really sweet song is written by like a sordid Playboy Mansion frequenter, who's also basically a huge legend at the same time, writing wise as well.
Live it. Own it. I'm going to start off with, this is Lanza Perfuma.
Ooh.
I know. So this is a remake of the song called Lanza Perfuma by Orquesta Discotheque, originally by a Brazilian artist called Rita Lee in 1980. Part of the lyrics translated from Portuguese is, give me the pleasure of having pleasure with me.
Oh, okay. That is a Lucy Zaza lyric if ever I heard one. I think if you had a family crest, that would be,
that would be it,
the quote.
Yeah. By the way, I like this weekend had a thought process becoming a sex therapist.
Yes, that's a really good idea.
Quite fun.
I think it'd be a really interesting job.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Although to be fair, sometimes I'm like, you know, when they like put your hands on each other's stomach.
Oh, with a couple.
Yeah. It seems a bit like, is that actually...
Well, that's quite an intimate area because a lot of people are self-conscious about their stomach.
Yeah, I guess so.
And maybe it's like working towards more intimate.
More being slowly building up. Yeah, fair enough. But yeah, I thought that would be quite fun. But also, I chose this song basically because Ben told me that he went to a festival in the summer. And I feel like festival is quite springy, summery.
Pagan.
Yeah, pagan. Yeah, this French DJ at this festival was playing like loads of bangers. And then this just randomly came on. And Ben said he was so like taken in by the song. He was just dancing on his own his hands in the air, to the point where like his friends were videoing him laughing. And also I feel like it really reminds me of, it's funny that you said that you cycled here, because like I feel like spring for me is cycling, running, walking, being
along
out in the outdoors.
Yeah,
that song, I don't know, it's got that like tingly feel that spring has.
Things are changing.
Yeah,
also similar to what you were saying about sex therapist, spring is a very fertile time.
Oh, yeah, it is actually.
It's a very sexual time for all the plants, for the animals.
So it's called Ostara, by the way.
Okay.
This time period.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but also known as spring equinox. And named after the goddess E-O-S-T-R-E, Ostar, Ostra.
Oh, is that like estrogen?
Ooh, yeah. Mm. Symbols here representing fertility and abundance. Eggs representing potential and beginnings of new life. Easter bunny leaving eggs for children to find.
Oh my God, Easter and Ostra and estrogen.
Mm.
Is Easter and estrogen linked?
Must be like a Latin word or something.
Yeah, for like fertility, springtime.
Yeah. time for the hopes of oneself to turn into action.
Ooh.
A time when we should feel rejuvenated and ready for action. The earth is perfectly balanced. There is equal amounts of light and darkness. You know, like in winter, we can feel a bit off balance.
So off.
Whereas, because it's like, what, we get like 1 second of light.
And we're crying in the pillow.
I love that I keep changing that. It's going smaller and smaller.
Yeah.
And then now it's like, even though like I felt a bit meh today, it's not letting you feel meh.
Yeah.
Like you can't stay in that mood because it's just all so glorious.
Even if you're having a hard time, it's just so clear that the benefits of like going on a walk would make so much more sense now than it would in like January when it's miserable.
Yeah.
Like when I first tried to run this year and it was pouring with rain, I was so miserable. And like that's the run that I stopped and went home.
Yeah.
Whereas I would find it harder to stop and go home.
Now I'm like really, even after this, I'm like, I might run. Yeah.
And we do still need to work towards the 10K. My 10K that I keep talking about. Can you set me a date for the 10K? Because that will make me feel...
Yeah, so I'm doing the Hackney run.
Yeah, but that's really long.
But I'm saying that why don't you do it at the same time?
So what's the date of your Hackney half?
It was like June the 23rd or something like that.
Okay.
So you've got a while.
That's a really long time, yeah. Okay, I won't start just yet.
But yeah, I mostly chose that one because I just think it's a pleasuring song.
To wank to.
To wank to. Really upbeat.
Yeah, very
like
happy.
I like that you said that it made you feel, it's like a happy pill slightly as a song.
Mm. Can you say that quote again that should be on your crest?
Yeah. Give me the pleasure of having pleasure with me. What does it actually mean? Give me the pleasure of having pleasure with me. So I'm enjoying that you're enjoying me.
No, just let me be alone and wank.
No. No.
I think you can kind of take it however you want
okay.
it to.
Okay.
As in you're saying it's like asking you to have pleasure with me.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Give me the pleasure of you having pleasure with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
But I don't
everyone's pleased.
It's like what you're saying though, it could mean multitude of things.
Yeah, I immediately thought of like pleasuring oneself.
Okay.
But actually it's more to the hearer of like, come and join me and we'll have the pleasure of being with me.
And I like, yeah.
It's like an evening with Lucy Zaza.
Perfect.
I would actually be front row.
Be that smug little bug.
Okay, so this is a bit of a trick one. Because we did cleaning, as in I had cleaning at the forefront of my mind,
mm-hmm.
I am thinking of the joggers and I know that there's people out there jogging. And if you're jogging and you really want some music, I would really recommend our Spotify playlist, our Apple playlist, go to them. But because of cleaning, I always find cleaning an amazing time to listen to podcasts. So I've chosen a bit of a podcast for, not really a bit, I'll just find a random bit, but I've chosen a podcast because I'm very uninformed about the world. I find it really hard to read. And I know this is a podcast and it's slightly falling in on itself, but cleaning is the time I learn the most. And at the moment, I'm learning about Russia and Ukraine a lot. So I'm going to do a little shout out to The Rest is History, which is a podcast by Goalhanger Films, Gary Lineker's company. And it's two historians. They did the history of Ukraine that I listened to when gardening. And then they've done like four episodes on the rise of Putin.
Yeah, so it's a sort of, it's definitely a state of a kind by that point, Kiev and Rus. It's huge geographically. It's probably not as it's not as sophisticated as the Eastern Roman Empire, as Byzantium. It's not as coherent as, let's say, Anglo-Saxon England is at the same time, or Francia, France. But yeah, it's a big entity. It's a big and important European entity.
And it's marrying into European royalty.
It is. It is European.
So yeah, I could have chosen any podcast. The one I've chosen is relevant and it's a helpful way for our podcast to spotlight some information about Russia, Ukraine. Because why not dip into a history podcast? And it's presented by Tom Holland and Dominic Sandbrook.
Not Tom Holland.
Really good question. Not related to the Tom Holland, but I am a big Spider-Man fan. So I did like that his name is Tom Holland. But I was trying to research them and there is information about them. But obviously because they're alive and working now, like it's a bit more hard to find out about them. And what I've noticed about historians is they're so obsessed with other people, but it's like, what's going on with you, mate? Who will research the researcher?
I kind of think that about presenters though.
Yeah, in general.
Yeah, because I'm like, it's never focus on them.
Yeah.
But what are you thinking?
Exactly.
Why don't we ask you a few questions?
Yeah, like at the end of Hamilton, it's like, who lives, who dies, who tells your story? Your legacy is totally dependent on the people who are telling your legacy. So I was trying to get info on them, and they're quite classic. Like Goalhanger Films is Gary Lineker. We all know Gary Lineker is like a very like classic Remainer, pro-Europe type, like always tweeting against the Tories. You could put him in the category of liberal elite. I doubt he would like sign up to that, but he's very media. And then these guys are really similar. Tom Holland was like a massive Remainer, but then he did accept the vote was Brexit and said they had to go along with it. But he's very anti-Corbyn and has actually been accused of Islamophobia in his research on Islam. So this is what I'm just trying to get behind who the historian is, because sometimes you hear these voices on podcasts and you just like accept it as rote. And I always want to be like asking as I'm listening, as I'm cleaning, like, where are they coming from? What's their point of view?
It's really nice as well with like podcasts, YouTube, social media. One of the benefits is that we actually can gather loads of different information and then form our own opinions. Whereas beforehand, it would just be the news and the radio and those around you. I actually really like Quora and Reddit. Like,
oh yeah, Quora's just so cute.
Yeah, just because I just, there would be people discussing around the subject.
Yeah.
And then you actually can all understand things more anyway. It's like, part of the problem is like, we don't ever go very in-depth into any conversation.
The more we diversify, the more people who make content, the more people who make YouTube videos. Not that we want it to be like racist or anything, but I just think the more you'll get like other perspectives.
Mm.
So yeah, I couldn't do something about cleaning and not have podcasts because they get me through cleaning. And they're a big reason as to why I clean, because it gives me a moment to listen to a long ass podcast.
Well, also like that's very in theme at the moment. Our hearts are all with Ukraine.
And you can learn.
And you can learn at the same time, which I think is really important again, because I didn't realise that the Prime Minister,
Zelensky,
was a comedian.
Mm, yeah. He used to be on like the equivalent of The Thick of It. So that was like a political satire show. And he played the Prime Minister and then he became the Prime Minister.
So he's basically done what Donald Trump did, but way better.
Oh, that's so true, because Donald Trump was on TV too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is getting kind of whack.
Would you like to play
go on
your
to my final song?
Song?
So this one is literally in theme with spring.
Spring.
And it has spring in its name, so. That was Donna Summer, Spring Affair.
Mm.
Released in...
I'm really sorry, I'm going to burp.
Go. Oh my God, that's so... I've never had anything like that. Please don't do it again, because you've had sushi as well. And we're in a small contained box.
Really sorry, but I would have burped without warning otherwise, which I think would have been weirder.
It's literally going to come over to me in like a second.
Open the windows. Sorry. Go back to spring.
Oh!
Can you sell it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Go back to Spring Affair.
Okay. So that was Spring Affair by Donna Summer, released in 1976.
Okay, so not the 80s anymore.
No, we've got a bit earlier.
4 years earlier.
I chose it because obviously Spring Affair, because I think we've gone from wallowing, moving on up, and then I kind of feel like it is the time, whether you're in a relationship or not.
For cheating.
No.
That's always an affair.
No, I just mean in the sense of like, it's quite cheeky. So I'm not saying like you're having an affair, but like, you know, you're having an affair with yourself.
Oh yeah. Give me the pleasure of having pleasure with me.
Yeah. But yeah, I think it's a really fun song. And if anyone has seen Halston.
What's that?
It was out quite a long time ago. It's basically a fashion designer from the 1970s.
Oh.
And it has Ewan McGregor as Halston, who was a fashion designer from New York, I think. He was just like really into, you know, like the Studio 54 vibe.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like it's like really glamorous as a song for me.
Do you think they played this at Studio 54?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, really? That would be fun.
Yeah.
Spring Affair.
And have you heard with Studio 54 that someone was so desperate to get in. This actually happened. It's actually really...
This is obviously us. I know it's us.
No, it's actually horrendous.
Oh, no.
Someone tried to get in by going through the, like, vents and then got stuck and died.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, I actually really, really relate to the person in the vents. There's a time that I would have done that in my life.
Yeah, everyone can relate to that person.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so annoying. That's, like, such a horrible story.
Yeah, it does kind of ruin Studio 54.
Yeah, sorry. But
Spring of Fame. Yeah. So there's a lot going on with Andy Warhol at the moment. It's a new play, Warhol Basquiat.
Oh, yeah.
Or Basquiat Warhol, starring Paul Bettany. And on Netflix, there's a documentary about him. So bring him back.
Bring him back, baby.
Yeah, the blonde bombshell.
But I think it's just a really nice, relaxing song. Again, kind of breezy.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. It sounds like air coming into the room.
Yeah.
Like...
And I, your sushi burp, you mean, coming into my nostrils.
It wasn't even, like, I'm actually now really embarrassed. Like, sometimes I burp and I find it funny, but it's actually, that was really uncool and really gross. And also, you did look actually really annoyed. Like, it wasn't like a, oh, Flora. It was like a, what the fuck?
We are in a really tightly concealed box. No ventilation.
It sounds breezy, beautiful. You know what I love to do? I love to get a little bunch of flowers at the supermarket. Morrison's do really cheap flowers, which probably all cultivate in really evil ways, but I like to not think about that. Just get a little vase. And once you finish your cleaning, as the finishing touch, always a lovely vase of flowers. And that's what Spring Affair
daffodils.
Is. Maybe daffodils. I actually find sometimes daffodils smell a bit of cat piss. I don't really know why.
Okay.
I like to get flowers? A mix of, like, pink and white is my thing.
Another thing, sunflowers, like, growing your own and also doing it, but judging on, like, the height of the sunflower is quite fun.
Oh, yeah. Do you grow your own sunflowers?
I've never have, but I've decided I'm going to do it this year.
Okay, yeah. You could do it, put it on Instagram, show the progress of your sunflower. Can I say one thing about spring as well?
Yeah.
There is a Botticelli painting called Primavera, and Primavera isn't just a festival. It also means spring. And then in that painting is the goddess Flora. And I've always been like, oh, that's cool.
That's my name.
Because the name Flora doesn't come up that much, apart from margarine and flowers and that painting. And she's a Roman goddess of fertility and flowers. And she's, aww, like, pregnant in the painting.
Your name is very spring then.
Yeah, springtime. It's the flora time. The flowers are out. Maybe we should grow flowers.
Maybe we should.
Because I haven't gotten into gardening, so it would be a nice way to encourage.
Also, maybe we could do that on our Insta.
Yes.
That's a really nice idea.
Yes, I actually have seeds at home.
Okay, perfect.
I have some poppies I might plant for the
guys, again,
soldiers.
Like, what? Feel free to DM us if you have any seeds.
Seeds?
Seedlings. Or, like, if you have plants, sprouts. If you have plants actually growing, yeah. Can you have plants growing yet?
Yeah,
some things are growing.
Snowdrops, daffodils.
Yeah.
Garden the track.
Garden the track, yeah.
Garden the track.
Green fingers the track.
Green finger the green track.
Finger the track.
The office uses Slack.
So rolling those shoulders back wherever you are.
Baby.
Inhale. Exhale, tongue out.
Sushi breath.
Sushi breath. And then just wiggle those hips. And here we are. Spring is here.
Spring
baby.
Is sprung.
Spring is sprung. Hope you enjoy your walk, run, or roll, or whether you're just having a bath, whether you're just wanking. Wherever you are, everything's good. And we're happy for you that we're starting the new season.
Yeah. Bring it on, baby.
Feels good.
Feels great.
Run. The track.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.